I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Mozambique will reverse the increase in the price of bread that sparked deadly riots 2 weeks ago. In a way, the riots are part of the rebuilding process endured since the end of the Civil War in 1992. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the situation also gave him a bead on the spiritual pulse of the country.
There's such a tremendous hunger and thirst for God's Word. They're coming because they recognize it as a source of ultimate comfort. And coming to know Jesus Christ as Savior really resonates with them right now.
They're building a recording facility in Shai Shai next to the Bible College. There's more at our website. Next, we've been talking about the victims of the U.S. sex trade, but who are the perpetrators? International Justice Mission President Gary Haugen says traffickers come from every demographic. Catching traffickers will mean a change in many state laws. Investigate your state laws to help and pray
that they would turn from being agents of evil and actually see the glory and goodness of being actually agents of love in the world. That's a fantastic and almost unimaginable transformation. But I think that's precisely the scandalous business that Christ is in the world.
And Kenya is rich with resources. Global Advanced Ministry teams are mobilizing those for evangelism in the unreached parts of East Africa. In fact, they just sponsored two conferences in the Northeast that concentrated on pastors who are serving in areas that are nearly all Muslim. In one area, there were only 20 pastors and churches for the whole city. After a time of encouragement, resourcing, and training, they'll be strategically positioned to reach Somalia. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great mission resources. How about Mission Network News' monthly bulletin inserts? Call 1-800-995-4828 today for subscription information. Or you can click on that link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.